All right, so we are in the last round of this battle. The king of Assyria having decided to wage war against the king of Judah, Sennacherib, up against Hezekiah. God getting involved firsthand. And I tell you, he certainly fights this way even today. And that's part of the reason that my preference is that those who would make themselves enemies of God's people not do so. My preference is that there be peace, and that those who would be enemies of God's people, largely very often because they're enemies of God, go ahead and put away the hostility, connect with God and connect with his people. It's a much better situation, especially in eternity. Okay, so here we go. That night, still in 2 Corinthians chapter 19, now there's verse 35. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies, almost 200,000 dead bodies. One of the mightiest armies in the world at that time. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. Ah, he got away, didn't he? He got away. He lost almost 200,000 men, but he got away. He returned to Nineveh. I told you this was the same country that Jonah wanted destroyed because they were so ruthless. And some say he had even, the king of Assyria had been responsible for the death of Jonah's parents. This was a ruthless army. Assyria's capital was Nineveh, and Sennacherib returned to Nineveh and stayed there. But the Lord said he was going to die. Remember, he said, verse 7, listen, I'm going to put such a spirit in him that when he hears a certain report, he will turn to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword. Oh. So he's made it back to his own country. Let's hear the rest of the story. Verse 37. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his God, Nisroch, his God who was not able to help him win that war, that battle against Judah, because Judah didn't even have to fight. God, the Son, fought and just destroyed almost 200,000. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his god, Nisroch, his sons, Adrammelech and Sharezer, cut him down with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. Verse 7 again, listen, I'm going to put such a spirit in him that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country. He got the report that he had lost over 180,000 of his soldiers. He went back home. But while he was there, he will return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword. God Almighty orchestrated to have Sennacherib's own sons kill him with the sword. Protection. Yes. And so this time we see an example of God protecting an entire city. This king. Yeah, he had laid waste to a number of cities of Judah. He was going to try to do the same to Jerusalem. God said, you've gone far enough. I've heard the prayers of the king who follows me. Isaiah, my faithful prophet, is there. And I'm going to let him know what I determined to do to you. And he's going to get the word to the king. And everything happened exactly the way the Lord God said it would happen. Isn't it interesting that the Lord Jesus, in the Old Testament, often referred to as the angel of the Lord, who loves so much, does place priorities? You might say, well, wow, that wasn't an act of love for him to have killed almost 200,000 soldiers. Actually, it was an act of love when you think about the fact that he loved King Hezekiah. He loved Isaiah. He loved others in that city. And he determined that in this case, the way he was going to show his love was by destroying their enemies who wanted to destroy them. King of Assyria had plenty of opportunity to change his mind about going after God's people. He had plenty of opportunities and plenty of time to stop thinking and speaking small about God, the one true living God. But he and his people refused to humble themselves. They remained full of pride. They remained haughty and arrogant. And they determined they were going to destroy God's people. They were going to do to the people of Judah what they had done to the people of Israel and others. God said, enough is enough. I've heard all of your insults against me. And he hears insults, ladies and gentlemen. He hears them. You can best believe when King Hezekiah opened up that letter, spread it out before the Lord did not ignore that letter. He read that letter too. He does not like being insulted. And so it was also for his name's sake and for the sake of his servant David, whom he had promised to always keep someone on the throne, that he came through and he dealt with that guy and his army. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have been in the position or still are in the position that the king of Assyria was in, change your attitude. Connect with God on an intimate level and connect with his people on an intimate level. That's a much, much better way to live.